And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys, and it's the holidays, and we all have a great time in the holidays. These are crazy times, and you can or can't have parties that you usually have be a part of. I know that, Bob, you mentioned earlier that we've been part of your family. Thank you, part of your family party for years, and this year, family's a little nervous. I get it, and it's not going to happen. But that doesn't mean you don't exchange gifts and you don't exchange cheer. Maybe you have them sent there.
Well,
you
they drop decided them off early. Not to buy you anything.
Oh, no, I'm not worried about that.
Just kidding.
But, because it's one of those things.
It's myself personally, I think it's horse. But I got
Pawtucky.
Kids with kids. And
right.
New parents are a lot more cautious than us geezers.
Right.
I'm like, Katie, bar the door. Come on. It's Christmas.
Yeah. Yep. But we like to talk a little bit about this time of year, about gifts for the griller on your list. If you're listening to this broadcast, you're a griller. Or you are
stuck with somebody who is.
Right. Exactly. So, you know, there's a lot of cool things out there that you can buy the griller. I'll start with the one I want that you can't get, of course. But I told my wife, she's asked me, what do I want for Christmas? I said, I only want one thing. There is a pizza oven out there called Ooni, O-O-N-I. And it is a tabletop pizza oven. But the cool part about it is it's a tri-fuel. You can use pellets, you can use real wood, or you can use propane. This thing is set up with heating elements that slide into the back of this thing. They're $599, maybe more than somebody wants.
Sounds like it's made in China.
But I don't know. But the bottom line is it's got great reviews, but they're so popular right now that they're taking orders, but the delivery's in April. Okay, so you're probably right. I mean, if it was made in America, they'd bust them out
and
they'd get them done. But my point was, is it gets to 900 degrees inside of this thing.
There's all sorts of pizza ovens like that, though.
Right.
There's plenty of them for sale like that that you can buy that are in stock. And I appreciate your passion for that because it sounds really cool.
Well, it's a triple fuel that turned me on.
But you know what? That would almost worry me a little bit because sometimes if a thing it'll do so many things, it might not do any of them quite right. And the reviews might be great or could be just a scam.
Yeah, I don't know.
I spent money on a scam recently on Facebook.
Yeah?
Yeah. The chairs never came.
Oh.
So check out the website. But there are plenty of great pizza ovens you can get. And I don't mean to pee on your parade, but it's
Well, you kind of did.
It's not a Christmas gift anyway.
Well, not now, no, because you can't get them till April.
It doesn't matter. But,
so
don't give up if you want a pizza. I think Jop's real point is he wants a pizza oven.
Right.
He wants a gas-powered pizza oven.
Or wood-fired, but the wood-fireds are $3,000-$4,000 for the good ones.
The gas is easy.
Yeah, right.
If you can put like a gas-fed one and then have a little tray of pellets, you could still get some smoke out of it.
Right, because you can bake bread in these things.
Yeah.
You can do pizzas. There's a lot of things you can do.
Yeah.
Put a nice char on a steak.
Oh.
You know, if you put it in a 900-degree oven, that's cool. But they're made up with a 16-inch cooking surface square. Right, and it's got a little dome over. You've seen them,
but
this particular one, I was all geeked about it, and then when I found out I couldn't get it until, you know, spring.
Well, maybe they did you a favor,
right? Yeah, they probably did. You're exactly right. But what else are you thinking about for grilling gifts?
Well, I personally like going to a good store that I can grab things and pick them up and shake them. But I know that our good sponsors at Garrett's Appliances have two stores in Grand Rapids. And they have like all sorts of.
Let me help him out.
I
threw
accessories,
you on a curveball.
Yes,
there. Right.
So
what kind?
So they have stuff like starters.
That's funny.
Logs, fire starters. For tongs, I wouldn't necessarily go to a barbecue supply side for tongs. I would go to my favorite kitchen store and just get the nice long stainless ones because they're only $12.
Right.
And they're stainless, and they're small enough and light enough that you can use them. We have tons of them, right?
Right. Pet peeve. I go to my buddies' houses, and they want me to grill, right? This happens to you, too. I know it does. And I got a new wife, so I'm meeting new people. We're getting new friends, right? And they're all wonderful.
Crappy tongs.
Oh, my God. They got the ones with the little metal D on the front end. You go to grab something with them.
That's like a set of pliers. I'm not welding tonight.
Right, but you can't. They don't hold anything because there's no there's nothing to grab. Well, they slip. All the crap slips out of them.
When they squeeze together, they don't even match anymore. They're so old. It's like you just...
So you got to get the ones. They got a little clamshell on the end, right?
Yeah,
and there's a little sharpness.
Get the kitchen grades.
There's a little sharpness on there. You grab a hold of something, you're gonna hold it.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying is get some damn good tongs.
So
they're
$12,
dude.
There you go.
You know, throw that other junk away that your mom gave you.
Now, I would tell you also that a lot of campers like to grill, and a lot of grillers like to camp. So we have a store where I work behind our RV shop. It's called Campers World. We have this huge, huge, it's giant store. It used to be Gander Mountain, right? We bought Gander. So it's coolers and little grills, tailgate grills, all this cool stuff. We've got these coolers that are like Yetis, the soft-sided bag for $80 instead of $180.
Right.
And they're American made. So you could go to a shop like Camping World. And if you do, you come down there, and I'll get you hooked up with a discount one way or another.
Right. Barbecue Bob helping you out. Another thing that is good is some leather gloves, some good leather welding gloves. If you're a smoker especially, you're going to be pulling hot meat off a smoker, and those are more of a PVC-based glove. But if you're dealing with the coals, you're moving hot coals around, you want some good leather welding gloves.
That's what your mother said, Trebek.
Right. And those gloves, you know, you go to any welding supply store, you're going to spend $20 to $30 a pair, but do it because you're going to be digging in that fire, moving coals around, getting things just the way you need them. And I tell you what, those gloves are priceless. Easy under $50 things.
Actually, there's a company in Michigan that's a welding supply store. I know they have one in Ionia, but they got them in Grand Rapids. They've got them all over the state. And just look up welding supply. Walk in there, and you'll see griller's mitts. The last pair I got go up to my bicep. They're beautiful. Big blue ones are really thick. Mm-hmm. And the first time I lifted that lid off my smoker, burnt right through them.
Did it?
Yeah.
Well, only because it's about 900 degrees above that lump charcoal.
1,200.
Yeah. So if you got $100 to spend on your grilling buddy, or that significant other in your family, I think one of the best things you can buy is a thermopen. They're close to $100, depending on where you get them. It's a digital thermometer. It's instant read within 3 seconds. You put the probe into whatever you're cooking. And what about a cast iron fry pan? Bob, you are huge on cast iron.
Okay, we have all the whole Lodge line at Camping World.
Right.
That's another reason to come and see me.
Right. And
just come and buy a motorhome, okay? Just get it over with.
Pandering gets you nowhere.
I am pandering. Right. I've got 5 kids to feed.
Right. Yeah, they've all grown up. Anyway, we're going to bring this train wreck segment to the station right now. But anyway, coming up next, we are going to talk a little bit about ThermoPen and some other gear that you can get for the holidays. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Don't let anybody tell you the miracle isn't true.
Hey, this is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobe Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobe Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobe Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.